Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, November the 4th. An absolutely lovely, beautiful day here in North Texas. I mean, it's like it's going to be like in the 60s, I think, this afternoon. And it will drop to maybe the high 40s in the morning. I mean, just absolutely wonderful. This is the kind of weather where you don't have to worry about excessive heat. And you don't have to worry about freezing rain. I mean, it's that beautiful in-between that we get once in a while. We don't always get this. So when we do, whether it's in November or in April, man, we just love these days. We just absolutely love these days. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit more about impeachment and a couple of Democrats who are sort of, you know, sounding the warning bell here on their party regarding impeachment and regarding, you know, so-called progressive ideas. We're also going to talk a little bit today about Beto, who's out of the – he's out. Beto is out. And that's not a shock, but we'll talk a little bit about it today. But I want to begin by congratulating the Washington Nationals, not just for winning the World Series, we did that before, but for going to the White House and showing up with President Trump and demonstrating that there's more to life than politics. I mean, when the only thing that you care about is politics, what you end up doing is you end up living a very miserable life. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have strong political views. I do. I have strong political views. I feel this way about this way and this way about that. I mean, that's my choice to be informed and to have political views. I enjoy that. I've always been that way. It's just the way I am. But I don't, you know, I don't let politics break up friendships. Now, unfortunately, recently, yes, politics... I'm not sure if I broke up the relationship with my old friend, but we may have. We may have basically gotten disconnected forever. He took everything very seriously about politics and just did not want to do anything else other than just argue about Trump. Well, there's more to my life than arguing about Trump. So this is why I feel so happy that the Washington Nationals went to the White House today. They met the president. They had the usual trip to the White House that the baseball champions or the NFL champions or the hockey champions. I guess the NBA didn't do it this year, but the NBA has bigger problems than Trump. And they went to the White House. They had a good time. You know, everybody had a good time. Everybody had a good celebration. And it's over. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. This idea that everything has to be about politics. Well, as I said before, it's just going to make your life miserable. I mean, if you just see people as either people you agree with or people you disagree with, and you like the people you agree with and you hate the people you disagree with, you're going to find yourself pretty lonely, I think, and basically talking to people that, you know, you always agree with and avoiding people you may disagree with. And I just, you know, this is why I'm happy. I'm happy the National went to the White House today and had a good time. And let it be. Let's live in a country where we can do something other than call each other names about politics. It's pretty sad, really, what's happened here under Trump, where you have people on the other side who've become so hysterically anti-Trump. You know, there was something in the last couple of days, there was something that just shows exactly how hysterical anti-Trump some of these people have become. Apparently Trump or somebody tweeted a picture of President Trump putting the Congressional Medal of Honor around the neck of this dog that was involved in the raid against this guy, number one ISIS guy. I can never pronounce his name, but you know who I'm talking about, the guy who I killed. And apparently there was a dog who chased him into a cave. And eventually the guy killed himself, as you know, as well as three children that he had with him. But it was the dog that more or less, you know, had the final shot at this guy. So there's a picture of Trump. Somebody tweeted this. I'm sure it was Photoshop. A picture of President Trump putting the Congressional Medal of Honor around the dog's neck. So all of these anti-Trump people start, you know, trying to verify the picture and saying, oh my gosh, this is a fake picture. You know, we're calling the White House to tell us when this actual thing happened. These guys cannot laugh for a moment. It was a joke, guys. It was a joke. Don't take it all so seriously. But this is what's wrong. I mean, we've gotten to the point that nobody can do anything, you know, and you got to verify everything. And it's gotten pretty silly. And on this particular score, I'm going to give President Obama a little credit here, because the other day he basically said something along those lines of, hey, you know, we just can't be, you know, we just cannot shut down people because we disagree with them. And I'm glad to see that he said that. I'm glad, you know, I wish he had done it before, but it's okay. It's okay. Welcome aboard, President Obama. We need you. We need you for stuff like this. And so, you know, when politics is everything, I think your life suffers a great deal. I really do. You know, one of the things that I enjoy doing, I enjoy blogging about other things than just politics. I enjoy writing, you know, blogging a little bit about baseball. I enjoy blogging about sports in general. I enjoy blogging about American history and things that we remember on this particular day. I enjoy that kind of stuff. It's not always about politics with me. And, well, that's just the way I am. I have a lot of different interests, and I'm not obsessed with politics. And I wish more people, frankly, had that particular attitude. Well, let's talk a little bit about impeachment. I posted over at the American Thinker this morning an article about Willie Brown and Nancy Pelosi. Now, Willie Brown is a politician from California. He's an old veteran of California politics. He was a speaker of the California House for a long time. He was also, I believe, the mayor of Oakland. I think Oakland or San Francisco. I don't remember. I think it was Oakland. And, you know, he's a pretty powerful guy in California. And he wrote a post today basically saying that the Democrats are making a big mistake here in doing a one-party impeachment, that they're not going to push the ball forward. At the end of the day, Trump is not going to be convicted by a Republican Senate. And he may not even get impeached, because a lot of these Democrats may not want to vote for impeachment. So it's just going to make the Democrats look silly. And I would encourage you to read the article. I wrote about this at the American Thinker today. And then Nancy Pelosi came out today saying, or I guess over the weekend, she was doing an interview with somebody. And Nancy Pelosi basically said, Speaker Nancy Pelosi basically said that, well, you know, what works in San Francisco, it doesn't necessarily work in Michigan. No, it doesn't. She's right about that. But the problem with Nancy Pelosi is that she's being a little dishonest about what she's saying, because when she's talking about progressive politics, she forgets late-term abortion. She forgets, you know, Medicare for All. She forgets a lot of issues. For example, boys who think they are girls, who want to compete with girls, which I think it's a disgrace. I really do. I don't have any daughters, but if I had daughters, I would be up in arms about that. I mean, that's a disgrace that you've got a 15 or 16-year-old daughter in high school, and she's now competing against a 15 or 16-year-old boy who's obviously bigger than she is. He's a boy, after all. And it gets worse as they get older. I mean, a friend of mine from Brazil was telling me the other day that in Brazil, this is now happening with their volleyball team. You know, Brazil has a tradition of winning volleyball competitions internationally. And now you have all these men who think they're girls competing with the girls. Well, obviously, they're going to be better. They're going to be bigger and stronger than the girls. So they're going to be able to jump bigger and hit the ball harder. That's just reality. That's just reality. That's not discrimination. That's just reality. But Nancy Pelosi doesn't say anything about that. She doesn't say anything about that when she's talking about progressive politics. She's just talking in general terms about progressive politics. I mean, the fact is the Democrats have a problem, I think, with the middle of the country, because a lot of the things that they're saying in these primaries are not going to play in the middle of the country. You're not going to look at a woman in Michigan or a mother in Kansas or whatever and say that abortion in the eighth month of a pregnancy is a woman's reproductive right. That's just not going to fly. Not going to fly in most of the country. I'm not even sure it flies within the Democrat Party. So yes, I mean, both Mr. Brown and Mrs. Pelosi are right. This is a party that is going too far to the left. But you know, if Nancy Pelosi was really serious about that, or really meant it, she would have never allowed this stupid one-party impeachment vote. She would have said, no, we're not doing impeachment. We're going to focus on health care and other things. So listen to Willie Brown. I'm not sure they should listen to Nancy Pelosi, but definitely Democrats need to listen to Willie Brown, because I think he's got something. He's talking there about something, to say the least. We're going to take a little break, and I want you to hear a little music from my friend Carlos Kidd. Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. The music of my good friend Carlos Geddes. We have a link to his website on the show information. Click on that. You'll be able to hear more from Carlos, as well as listen to his great story as a musician, and follow him around Dallas if you're in the Dallas area. Well, Beto is out, and I have a post coming out about him on Tuesday morning. Look, I think what happened here is that Beto misunderstood. Foremost, I think he misunderstood what happened in Texas. Those $80 million that came into Texas to basically fund his campaign did not come in because of Beto. They came in because they wanted to defeat Senator Ted Cruz. In 2018, President Trump was not himself on the ballot, but people like Ted Cruz were on the ballot, and I think many Democrats wanted to defeat Senator Cruz. So they came in, $80 million in Texas. They used that money to register everybody they could. The net result is that they got a tremendous outpouring of votes. And yes, you know, there's no question that Beto O'Rourke came within 3 points of defeating Senator Cruz. It was the best showing of any Democrat in probably 40 years around here. But, there was nothing to it other than that. And then when Beto misunderstood that showing and decided to run for president, well, I think he quickly learned that there just wasn't the same appetite on the national stage for a guy who basically had nothing new to say. This is the amazing thing to me about Beto's campaign. This guy had nothing new to say. He was just another left-wing radical on the stage. He had nothing new to say. Had he gone to the middle and say, look, I'm from Texas, and, you know, we don't think, you know, as liberal as you guys do, maybe he'd still be around if he had been just a little bit more moderate. But he chose to go way to the left, confiscating guns, you know, and taking away the religious exemptions of churches. I mean, it's crazy. He just went crazy. And now he's out. I think he's out for – I don't see him coming back anytime soon. I mean, you never say never in politics. You never know what the situation is going to be 5 years from now. But I don't see him going anywhere for a while. I think he made such a fool out of himself in this campaign that I think he's done. I really do. I think he's done, and I think Beto, we're not going to hear from Beto for a long time, I feel. Again, I'm not saying never, because you never say never in politics, but I think he's finished for quite some time. I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't see him running for public office anytime soon. A couple of things on this day in history. 1956, this is the day that the Soviets crushed the Hungarian rebellion. It was bloody. It was terrible. And the people of Hungary, we remember them for their valor and standing up to the Soviet tanks. But, you know, it's tough to win against people who don't mind crushing you with their tanks. And that's what happened in 1956. 1980, on this evening, Ronald Reagan was elected president of the United States. You know, on Friday night of that election, it was a dead heat. On election day, Reagan won by 10 points. And people say that over the weekend, there was a switch of about 10 points in that election. And I believe it. I believe it. Because, again, on Friday night, it was a dead heat. On election night, it was over at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So, anyway, we remember President Reagan, 1980. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.